Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Regretsville. I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Tracy Soren. Together we're Soren and Jollis. And time for regrets.
Time for regrets. You could be walking down the street and there is a bird.
Bird.
Sitting.
Sitting.
On a ledge.
On a ledge.
And you yell, jump. Oh. Which you shouldn't have done. And that's a big regret because it did jump. And it
killed it. And
bird.
It was one wing.
It was a little baby bird. One wing. It was like Nemo. As a bird. So it was really sad to
Coming
see.
Coming to Disney soon.
Ugh. And you know what? Today we are not alone.
We're really not.
We are here today with Stephen Levine. He is a comedian. He's in the comedy group called Captain Hippo. You can check them out at CaptainHippo.com. And they have hilarious sketches.
So funny
and weird. And weird in a good way.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
They were literally my favorite.
They're unusual.
Coming up.
They're absurd.
And now he's here. I'm starstruck.
And now he's here. Also, ladies out there, he's in a band called Grooms. And they have a record that just came out called Exit Index. So he's a rock star, pretty much.
God.
Oh, my God. We're like fangirls.
Fangirl.
Anywho.
Ladies out there, he's in a long-term relationship.
That's right. So he is off the market. But you know what? What is a market?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
Steve Levine, say hi.
Are you guys talking about me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you believe?
Say hello.
That was all very nice. Thank you.
Steven, we do regrets of the week, and that's how we start stuff. That's how we start this whole thing.
That's
just
how we
stuff.
Started.
Just everything. Every
just every day.
But we each do a regret of the week.
We really do.
Would you like to?
Should I start us off?
I think so.
Okay. So my regret, I'm bummed about it. I am bummed about it.
And that's why it's
and
a regret.
It is a regret. So my mommy had a birthday, and I love my mom so much. And originally... So sad. I'm mad at myself a little bit. Mm-hmm. Anywho, I'm sad because I was going to try to go home for her birthday. And then I just started working somewhere where, like, my schedule changed from what I thought it would be a few weeks ago, obviously. So I couldn't go home for my mom's birthday. Mm. And I'm just really sad because my dad's out of town. I don't know why my dad does this, though. I think around her birthday a few times.
He's like, I can't handle it.
My mom's like, yeah, we're celebrating it early because dad's out of town. I'm like, what the fuck is his problem?
Yes.
But no, he was there, I think. But then he just left like the weekend. And so I just I'm bummed that I can't be home. I'm with her.
Did you call? You called your mom and you told her you weren't going to be around or?
Yeah. I mean, I talked to my mom, you know, a few times a week, and I kind of had forgotten, I'm not gonna lie, and then we were talking and she was really excited about the job, so we were talking about that, and then she said, like, do you think you're still gonna be able to come home? And then it was so sad, the whole convo. And then I was like, you know, I could, and then she was like, you know what, like, you just started. Like, she's
it's
just
hard
so nice
to
understand. I don't know. Right. It made it worse for me.
Of course. No, but of course, when you start a new job, you can't just be like, bye.
No, you can't. Because I am doing bye for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Like, I am already doing that. So I just was like, I don't know.
And Thanksgiving's a hot weekend.
That's a hot
It's a hot,
weekend.
Hot weekend. A lot of people going by.
Granddaddy of family weekends.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I was a little disappointed in myself,
do you
and
have,
I regret.
Oh, I was like, do you have another week? But Thanksgiving is that weekend.
Yeah, so I'll be coming home.
It's closer than I think it is. You know
it
what
is.
I mean?
It's way closer than I think it is. And also could be, have already passed by the time this goes
out.
Oh,
yes, that is true. I have no clue when this is coming. I have no clue what day.
Merry
is.
Christmas, everybody.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Happy New Year.
Do your parents,
what are your resolutions, huh?
Do your parents do the guilt trip thing?
No, that's what I'm saying. My mom was really sweet about it. Mm. She was like, you just started, don't come home. But it just made me sad because I was like, damn, this would have been a really cool, great opportunity to just have a weekend, she and I. And then Like, I would have loved to have gone home. So I just couldn't.
You guilt tripped yourself.
Yeah, this is coming from me. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure my mom was sad. I'd like to think she was. I'd like to like think she's crying right now.
Yeah. She still hasn't gotten over it.
That's
right. Her gift to her.
That's a gift.
Yeah, that's her, you know, birthday gift. Well, that's a solid regret.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
So my regret is, like I said on before, I started temping. I've temped many a times in my life. And I was working this front desk job, and a guy, and it was at this very fancy office, and a guy came in like a huff that I didn't know. And like, I was like, okay. And like, I've been telling everyone the day, like, I'm a temp. I'm here one day. I don't know.
Wait, no, what?
Like, I don't know. He was like, well, I need this. I need this. Oh. Like, he was very like.
Rude.
Yeah, it was rude. He was just very like.
Demanding.
I feel like he was very confused that the normal person wasn't there, and that I also, on top of it, didn't know who he was.
And which he didn't know who you were,
right?
Either.
Thank you. and it was just my regret is just that like I wasn't more aloof about it. Like with temp, I'm at this point where I've temped so much on and off in my life that I like can go into a temp job and not give a shit. But I was very like. It was just very abrupt, his rudeness, that I was like almost like, okay, I'll try to figure out what you need type of thing, instead of like, fuck you, dude. Like, you're walking into this place.
Yeah,
it's a fancy ass place dealing with finance and shit. But like, don't pretend your shit don't stink. You know what I mean? Like, I'm obviously a temp. You don't know me. You've come into this office expecting to know people to know you, and I don't know you. So you should think that something's going on. He was much nicer later, but he was very like, annoyed that like a boardroom wasn't set, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm picking
so
up a phone
weird.
So I think my regret is just that I let it affect me more than I wish it did.
Yeah,
because I'm a temp, like I can't, like I'm old enough to not be like, and they don't know, and I'm gonna cry because they know I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like I picked up every call being like, if this call drops I was like, if this call drops, call back, because I'm a temp and I don't know. It's like every phone system's fucking different.
Oh, man, that would make me so nervous, a phone system.
That's the one thing I will say that's the thing that gives me anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're calling and they're in a huff and they're very
whatever. It's so, like, I don't like loud noises. It's a lot of noise. And then also everyone's, can I talk to blank? And you have to, like, the buttons. The buttons.
And also I loved they didn't have the listserv or whatever updated. So some people weren't allowed to get direct calls. You had to go to their assistants, and like there were notes.
Absolutely,
there were notes, and I had to literally look for everybody's name, and then it wasn't updated, so I had to go to another list. And I was like, I don't, you know, and that's why I was just like, I'm a fucking temp.
If I drop this call, which I will, just call back.
Just go back.
And I'm just gonna walk my phone down the hall.
Oh yeah, I literally was like, I went a few times, like I don't know, dude. Like I don't know who they're looking for.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So it's just, but it's always when you know, especially when I get older, I'm like. Have a little more of a backbone.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You.
Don't let it affect you.
Totally.
But he was just so like, he's such a little bitch.
Right.
This is really how it felt.
It's coming out. That's good. You're letting it out now.
Such a little bitch. He's such a little bitch.
Your regret is that that guy sucked.
That guy sucked. That was my regret. That guy sucked.
Yeah.
Even though he was nice by the end, but.
Yeah, well,
first impressions.
What? Yeah. But that was chump change.
That was chump change.
Let's get to the real.
That was chump change.
That was nothing.
Our regrets were nothing.
An ant on a hill.
Put him outside.
Just one ant on a hill. Not an ant hill. Just an ant on a hill.
Take him salt
and
put him on that slug.
Throw him away.
Yes.
Yeah. So what? So, Steven, you're here. You're the main show.
You're the main course, baby, and I'm hungry.
Yeah. Mommy hungry.
Oh, boy.
He's also, just so everyone knows, Steven has edited a ton of our stuff.
I've
heard the hits.
Yeah, he's heard the hits. And
he's seen my eye closed for a good 18 hours.
He's literally has listened
magic.
To her voice on repeat.
Oh, I'll show you after. I'm going to show you after. But there's this picture. It's so funny. Anywho, sorry.
Oh, was that of the In Stuff for Women?
What?
I didn't know if it was a picture of stuff. There's just a lot of it.
It's a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cut around that eye.
Yeah,
he's got a cut around my eye. It's quite a. It's a star of its own show.
Well, I mean, like, I cut for that eye.
Yeah,
for
that
eye.
Yes, he does.
Eye.
He loves the eye. I love the eye.
People love the eye.
I know. She's got to get on board with her own
sun.
Eye.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about Jesse's eye in video. I just want everyone to know.
It's my eye in real life, though.
Yes, very true.
It has a mind of its own.
Yes. Very, very
anywho,
true.
And it wasn't about my eye. It was about Steven. And
yes,
Steven's story
Steven
that he brought to the table.
Why are you? Why are you on Regretsville right now?
Why are you even here right now?
I like messed up around.
Oh, man. Here's my story.
Great.
Okay, great.
I'll set it up bluntly. Well, I guess the thing with me is I think I told you before, I don't really have like a superhero regret.
Yes.
That like, I have like a bunch of like pinprick regrets that.
We'll take it all.
Are great. Relentless. Sure, you're, okay. So have fun unpacking these boxes. But they, one specific story I could tell. I could also do one of the week if you want to start with that too. I have a smaller
go.
One.
Go, yeah. Steven's coming
I,
in.
That
come
I just
in.
Remembered because when you talked about your stinkless shit guy.
So please, go ahead.
That takes place in the Costco I was at a few days ago.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. Have you ever been in a Costco?
Yes.
I've lived a life.
All right.
Yeah.
Just the eye rolls in this room. they have like the 6-packs of muffins that are like the sizes of like a baby's head.
Yeah.
They're called baby head muffins. But they there's a sign on them. There's a sign that says two buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, we would always get two because I have a twin and we would eat the same amount of food at the same time.
Because you're twins.
From a trough. No. But like it was a family of four, so we would get the two muffins. But I was like, I'm the only one that's going to eat them. I only need six because I'm not going to have time to eat 12 muffins before they go bad. So I got one thing. And at the register, the woman and the cashier was like, it's buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
I was like, I only need one of them. And she said, no, you have to. I can't just sell you one of them. You have to get two. And this is a Costco in Sunset Park where there's like an escalator. And I wasn't going to leave the line with people behind me and go up the escalator and get another muffin. Yeah. So I was like, I said like, so you're telling me to buy six muffins and then throw six away is what you're telling me I have to do.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't just tell you like she was being really mean and aggressive about it.
Scan it twice, bitch.
Yeah. It's not like I'll pay for, well, one still,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But like she said it in a way that made me think that she has to explain this to a lot of people.
Yes.
So you'd think like the sign would say like you need to buy two.
Right.
Like don't just take one of these, you have to buy two. And like I've been getting those muffins for a long time. I've never come across this situation.
Yeah.
But there was like discarded carts in the front that just had like and they like somebody dug up like another thing of muffins just out of that.
Oh my God.
So she could like ring it up. So now I have like six muffins and six garbage.
And
muffins.
Six garbage, because that was dug up.
And I live on the fifth floor of a walk-up, so that's I have to like carry that stuff.
Oh, I'm upset.
And yeah.
I wish you saw someone you could have given it to on the way.
Those
you know,
baby
I didn't think
muffins.
To give them away.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. That's an insane.
Maybe you take them out, and then when you're on your way to work or something, you see
just
someone.
Give them.
Yeah, maybe I'll just take them to work someday and just free muffins
in the train.
Maybe I'll regurgitate that hostility into something.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
That just is insane.
But that bitch.
But I also am just like, it's insane to me that there's not a sign that's like, you must take two
muffins. I've never heard of the concept of like, it's buy two, get one free. Like,
that makes
have
me
to.
Think there's something wrong with the muffins.
Because also, I get mad at myself every time they're like, two for five tuna. And I'm like, oh, so I have to have two. And then when I get there, it's like $2.50.
I know.
I'm like, fuck me. Damn it. I could have gotten one. So I always try now to be like, what do you really want? Don't look at the signs.
Yeah. Right. That's why that is a flip.
That's
a
real flip.
And at Costco, it's like buy like a tub of tuna, get a
yes.
tub for free.
Honestly,
like
that's a dream. I'd love to go to Costco and get like
a tub of tuna.
Seven tunas. Yeah. Just like can on
just like
can.
A footed tub full of.
Yeah. Oh, you'll just like
I'm
have
watering.
It.
Yeah.
I'm watering.
Watering. My mouth is watering.
Oh, I. Okay.
And you know what?
Sorry,
I'm
I thought
watering.
Something else was going on.
Truly?
I'm like,
everyone,
she's.
Everyone's got a thing.
That's how Jessie says she's wet, I guess.
I'm watering.
I'm watering.
Feed me.
I'm watering. Yeah, that's fucked up. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
But I'm happy
food
that you
waste.
Have those six muffins that you're going to give to someone else.
Give it to your 12 brother.
Muffins.
Give 12.
Oh, those,
give the other,
I'm giving away the six.
You should give the six to your brother, old time sake.
I don't want to go to bed style.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Takes too long.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He's got more than me.
Is that the regret?
I'm sure if
is
he
that
wants,
the regret?
I'm sure if he wants muffins. No.
No, it's fine.
He's my best friend.
He's your aww. That's so nice. They look.
They're twins.
They're twins. They look alike.
That's true.
It's true.
The regret. Well, here's another tricky thing
mm-hmm.
I'll preface with about the regrets. Is they were regrets because I shouldn't have done them.
Sure.
Yes.
But I am glad I did, character building or whatever.
That's of course, like, that's
because
the
I
premise.
I get a story out of it.
Yeah.
But should I
go right
launch
in,
right into material?
Launch right into material.
Sure. So I'll talk just because it's fun and not more than it is sad. is a high school story with a sport that my friend Chris invented called lawning.
Okay.
But I'll start by describing my personality in high school. I wish I had a white piece of paper to hold up. I was a band geek.
Okay.
I was a percussionist, so I played like all the percussion instruments. I was in jazz band. I was the drummer for like the vocal jazz group.
Yep.
Which I loved because they would divvy out like scat solos. Like, who wants to scat on this song? And like all the kids would be like, "Ooh, Sal's the best at scatting. Like he makes it look so easy." And I was always like, "It is easy. You're." Like, I know it's hard not to say real words, but like you'd literally just say what, like they would always be like, "He's so good at scatting." Anyway, that has nothing to do with the story. But anyway, I was a band geek, and to be in the concert band, you had to be in the marching band. It was like a mandatory mm-hmm. thing, so you had to play the halftime shows for the football games. And we did a Beatles halftime show. We did a Bon Jovi halftime show.
Wow,
I like your band.
It was god awful.
I love it.
Everybody got to wear cool marching band uniforms except for the drum section. We had to wear baseball jackets and berets.
No. Oh my god. Wait, you in a beret?
Yeah.
No.
And before each halftime show, that one of the teachers would go down the line of us and like straighten our berets. So it was just standing there, and there was like a woman like, "Get it just right." The parents are going to laugh at you if these aren't all aligned. Anyway, that also has nothing to do with this. Anyway,
I love it.
The point is, that's what I spent most of my time doing, was that, and my only friends outside of that were my brother and Mike Antonucci,
yes.
who I've known since kindergarten, and we would do video stuff, and we still do. But
and they're, very funny.
Thank mm. you. But my friend Chris was the other drummer in band, so in school I would spend the most time with him because we were like the two drummers in school, and we were like we had all the responsibilities that came with that.
Keeping rhythm.
Chris was also the extrovert to my like introvert.
Yes.
Where everybody liked him. He like invented this thing called the jellyfish game, where he would just walk up to a kid in the school and just like start flailing his arms at them, and like they would all laugh and like hug him even though they didn't know him. And I'd be like, "How do you do that?" Like he would make up words one day, and then the next day, like I would hear six kids using that word.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He was a great guy, super nice guy. But I like would sit in a room, sit on my hands, not move, and just like be quiet, yeah. Which is hard to play the drums when you're sitting on your hands. But Chris invented a sport. I should have changed the names. I did change the names for all you know.
Yes.
Chris invented a sport called lawning, because me and him had birthdays earlier in the year, so we were the first ones to get our driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. And he had the idea that he would pick up a bunch of us and we would just drive around Long Island and drive across people's lawns.
Oh my god.
I get it. Lawning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he would pick me up. He would call me and say like, "Hey, do you want to go to Applebee's half price appetizers after 10? And I'd be like, "Yeah, sure." And then he would call me or whatever, and I would leave my house and I would see his car, and there would be like eight people in the car, and I'd be like, "Oh fuck."
Yeah.
Like he tricked me. And I would like squeeze in, and he would do that thing where he would like turn around in the back seat and be like, "We're going lawning." And I'd be like, are we gonna end up at the Applebee's?
Yeah,
or
I really wanted wings.
Yeah. And that at that point in high school, if you had a car, you could drive off campus to go to lunch.
Yes.
And sometimes me, Dan, and Mike would be going to Taco Bell, and we'd be at a stop sign, and I would just see Chris in his car, like drive across the street, like across like eight people's lawns, like in front of me, like in the middle of the afternoon.
This is like a suburban.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It's a crime.
Yes,
What we did was a crime. And then at the end of the night, there would be like lawn on stuck to the undersides of like the side mirrors.
Oh my god.
And one night, my friend, we'll say Janet.
Yes.
Who lived across the street from me. I had a crush on her growing up. It was her birthday, so we were all going to hang out for her birthday. And this year she wanted to do a scavenger hunt. So I said, "That sounds fun." So we made teams, and I was on Chris's team. And we found out that the scavenger hunt wasn't like, "Fine, take a picture of you at the deli," whatever.
Yes.
It was a list of things you had to steal.
No, that's my nightmare.
Janet!
So
And Janet made this?
It was a group effort. It wasn't like a, like somebody's son. Like yes. it was like a lawn chair.
Of course.
Or like yeah, like a, the mayor's son.
Thank God.
We brought him back, but they we fed him half price appetizers. But like a letter from like a marquee at like a deli or something like that.
Wow.
A puppy, but they would. So I was on Chris's team, and Chris was like, "Well, this seems like a fun night to combine the art of theft and also driving on people's lawns."
Oh my gosh!
So it was by far, by like a million percent, like the most debaucherous night of my life.
Oh my gosh!
Where we would just like peel onto somebody's lawn, somebody would run out, like steal like a lawn chair, throw it in the car, and like peel off of somebody's lawn.
Oh my god!
And like for months and months and years after that, I just had like visions of like a elderly couple, like, "I know we're both sick, but what do you say if before we die, we just go out for a nice sit on our lawn chairs?"
Oh, my God.
And they, like, open their door, and the lawn is just destroyed, and their chair is gone. And they take the easy way out, and they just drop dead right then.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, like, in my mind, we, like, ruined lives, but I'm sure.
It was just an inconvenience.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody was just, like, nuts. Like, yeah. And that was the end of it. I'm like, I've been meaning to throw that out anyway. And then at the end of the night, we had all this crap. So we just hucked it in a dumpster.
I was
like, "Remember this dumpster. You'll come back tomorrow and you'll pick it up and you'll return return all the things."
Amazing. Yeah. I love it.
But I was like, I was changed after that. And I wasn't on Janet's team. So we had like the checklist of things we had to steal, and whoever stole the most stuff would win.
Mm-hmm.
And we all met back at her house afterwards, and we would like tally up who got the most stuff. And I think on one list was like a lobster. And in the car, we were like, just say that we had one and we touched it, and then we brought it back because we didn't want it because it was too expensive. And we'll just lie and we'll say. And then we were going through it, and we were like ahead. And I think Janet knew like I had a thing for her. Because for every object, people would be like, "Yeah, we had one, but we had to bring it back." And she would look at me and she'd be like, "Steve, did you get this?" And I would be like, "No." Because I liked her.
Everyone
and I was like, "Maybe if
like,
I tell the truth to her, she'll like me." Yeah. But no. Yeah. And then, like, but it just made everybody hate me.
Oh, my God. What a night.
Yeah. I just remember, like, buzz killing that whole thing of, like, what if we don't do the reason why we're out here? Yeah. But looking back now, it was fun. Like,
yeah. I'm sure,
yeah. Like because I know that a lot of people, that's their whole childhood is like every week they do shit like that, and they're all senators now.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so true.
But I'm sure all those people have mellowed. I think Janet she went to Stanford. I think she's like a brain, like studying to be a neurosurgeon or something. Like that. Yeah.
Janet.
Yeah, classic Janet, right, guys? But they.
This is like Wonder Years, you and Janet.
Yeah. I was blasting Cocker's.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, the whole time. He's thinking about us, you guys.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, that was fun.
So wait, there's a few questions, but number one is like, did anyone like in the neighborhood be like, "Someone's driving over our lawns"?
Never heard anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
They copy what he says, but not what
there
he
was
does.
Also, there were some copycat lawn pranksters. There was one kid that developed forking, where you just like pick a house and you just buy a shit ton of plastic forks and you stick them in the lawn.
I think that's really funny. But I will say that.
That's funny. It is like you have to go one by one and take them out.
Oh, yeah.
But your lawn's not, you don't have to like resod your lawn or something like that. Like we did some things on lawns where like you would have to call the landscaper. Like it's like you'd have to write somebody a check to fix that lawn.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, not great.
Also,
we hit a guy. No.
Yeah, but no, that's what I was about to say. Like, I would be nervous if you're doing that at like 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, so yeah.
That
yeah.
you could, like a child would have, you know, been around for some reason. Like, you know, coming home from something and maybe like, well,
or like,
you know.
My biggest fear is if I had to go run and get the lawn chair and then the car left.
Right.
Like
I did have
being
that,
by myself.
Which is why I opted to be the lookout in the car. Like I never went out by myself because I was like, there's a pretty good chance. Actually, that probably wouldn't have been the worst thing if they just bailed on me.
And then you would have went home.
Yeah, I probably would just would have went home.
Unless that guy
sat on my hands
what
again.
What if that guy got mad at you?
I could handle that.
Was he like, was he the type to get mad?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I meant the guy who you're stealing from.
Oh, if somebody
yes,
hey
that,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, see you, and you're like, ah.
Yes.
just call them from jail.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah.
We're going to have to pull the ultimate lawning prank to get him out of jail.
Did you ever steal before that?
I don't think so, no.
The part I like most about Chris is the part about telling you that you have to go to Applebee's and then getting in the car and him turning around and going, we're going lawning.
Fuck, yeah. Seatbelts like, on, motherfucker.
I yeah. love that. That just makes me think of like,
he's like a badass.
Those are the best times of, like,
but I,
are those the best
I'd times? Also like to emphasize that Chris was like a very smart, like in whatever advanced class.
Yes.
Like he's super nice.
Yeah.
Always friendly to me. Like he wasn't like a no. devious mind.
Oh no, I no, think he just, sounds like an
yeah,
awesome
he just
guy.
Like he just liked to do crazy shit.
He
every
just was like
and he
a
brings
teen.
People together
like,
though, yeah. which I love.
He was a teen in suburbia.
We
That's
went
what
to prom
it sounds
together.
Like.
Yeah.
He's an inclusive
a limo.
Guy. Really? Aww.
I should have went to the prom with Dan and Mike because they had more fun than I did.
Hey. Oh, you didn't go with
Mike's,
your brother?
Mike's grandma drove Dan and Mike, and then they went to Taco Bell afterwards. Neither of us, none of the three of us had dates.
Wait, I thought that's four people.
Well, Chris.
Me, Dan and Mike didn't have dates, but Dan and Mike went by themselves. I went with Chris and a few other band friends.
Okay.
And they all had dates.
So you were the only one?
Except it was me and one other guy, and he was dating this girl, but they just started dating, and she had already agreed to go with somebody else.
Oh my
so
God.
His girlfriend was there, but with somebody else.
That's crazy.
So the whole time, it was just me and this guy, like, watching them dance.
You were mad, too.
Yeah. And I,
how dare he?
Yeah, and I just had to be like, she likes you. Like, the problem is memories are going to last a lifetime. When we get married, this will be a dark spot on our history.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. Your whole time of prom was calming this one guy
kind
down.
Of, yeah.
And I was did you even go and hang out with Mike and Dan, at all?
Dan and Mike sat right in front of the subwoofer.
The what?
The subwoofer. Like, it's like all the bass sounds of, like, the bar date. So, it, like, I just remember talking to them and just hearing, like, woof, woof, woof. But I just remember my friend with a girlfriend on a separate date just, like, plotting, like, I'm going to hit him. You're not going to hit him. Like, he's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like when he like pirouettes or he's not looking at you like, hey. Yeah. It's like.
It's also like your girlfriend made a choice, sort of. Like,
right.
Also, they're
yeah,
just
and
like
props,
dance.
Props
yeah.
to her for like sticking to the to her. Like,
I would have thought that she was like, I can dance with both of you.
Right,
I wouldn't
yeah.
think that she'd be
yeah,
like,
also,
you're
like,
dead
true.
To me. Half,
like 20 minutes
true.
Into the prom, it was a free for all. Like, nobody.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who
right.
you came with. And also, like. The prom was just a bunch of kids standing next to it. Like, nobody was,
oh
like,
my God,
yeah.
going at it. Yeah,
wait,
like,
who did Janet go with?
I don't remember.
Damn it.
Yeah, not me. Oh, I just remembered something.
What?
I asked her. I was like, we're like, yeah, the prom's stupid, right? We should probably just go with each other. And I asked her on, for a second, I was like, Janet? But I changed the name.
Yeah.
And I asked her over AIM Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
Right.
And she was like, well, I'd like to drink before and after, and I know you don't like to do that stuff. And I was like, yeah, okay, I understand that. But I was like, I would. I don't
yes.
care. Like, nobody tells me where to do that stuff. I don't know. Yeah, so, but I think, I mean, I read it as like, I don't want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't want to be like, I'll drink if you'll take me.
Yeah. I'll chug.
Yeah, I'm drunk right now.
I do.
Yeah. But yeah, and I think I might, on my old laptop, I saved that whole conversation.
Oh my God.
Just because it was so, and like once a while, I would read it because it was so like heartbreaking and funny. I just like to remind, just to humble myself.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, I just remember like being shot down for prom because I wouldn't drink.
Oh God.
And my first thought being like, I don't give a crap about.
Yeah.
I was never like.
You were never a dare
against
kid.
It.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like I didn't care what other people were doing. I just wasn't invited to these things.
So that's why you started doing
yeah.
comedy.
Yes.
Yeah. And then after prom, we all slept over at Chris's house, and then we went to the city and went to Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh my God.
I can't with this.
Yeah. And I was like the only one who had like, my parents are from Queens and the city and. My dad is like an arts and philosophy major, so when me and my brother Dan were kids, we would go into the city like every weekend.
Right.
Wow.
So I like knew where things were.
So you're a tour guide?
And like that's when I was useful. It's like we got out of Penn Station and they all started walking, and I was like,
yeah, the other way.
Yeah, Yeah, but other than that, I was not useful. But they,
And Dan, so this whole time you went and you did Jekyll and Hyde, and your brother and Mike were
just probably watching Monty Python.
Do you prefer? Would you wish in your head that you did went and?
I kind of think it's cool though that like
no, you did
doing
your own
thing.
No, you did your own thing.
Yeah,
no, it's great. I'm just wondering because you're like I was only useful to these people.
Well, it would. I would have liked to go with Mike and Dan just because they were my best friends and just for like moral support.
Yeah.
It would have been fun. But also, I'm pretty sure I'd know what that experience would have been.
Yes,
like.
That's
like
very true.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't in it, but I was in it.
Like, yeah. Like a, you could imagine driving with.
It doesn't matter if I was there or not. Yes. Like, it would have been the same.
Wow.
So you're regretting, essentially, do you still have any residual guilt?
Every once in a while, I'll just regret the taking of people's things. But I don't think about it very often. I think of it now, I think of it as like a anecdote. Like
yes. That's a nice funny story.
Yeah.
Oh man, that is so funny.
I love that.
It's like it really is like as if Freeform wanted to do a movie on like high school kids at prom.
It's like super bad.
Yeah. It's like
I did,
you know?
In college or when I first met people from the UCB, and we started doing video sketch stuff, and we knew other people that were doing like separate video sketch stuff. I always thought it would be cool to do a movie that was like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And each group was their own car, was their team.
Yeah.
And each group would shoot their own segment that took place like with their car.
Oh.
And then we would just cut all of them together into like a movie.
You still could.
Yeah.
You still could.
You guys could be a car.
You still could. Yeah.
Oh my
you know?
God.
Yeah.
And then you just take a little camera, you mean?
Like a little guy.
A little GoPro.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh, man.
I love
that. Strap a GoPro to
Yoni
Lotan.
And that idea came from A Night of Debauchery.
You see?
It's true.
I love that.
Oh, man.
Give us another.
That was so funny.
Oh, wow.
We're just like, we'll let you talk.
I love them, yeah.
I don't know. Well, most of my regrets, as you've probably come to understand with my relationship with Janet, I every social thing I experienced was like 5 years after everybody else experienced. Mm-hmm. So my temperament still now is like wherever I'm at, whatever I'm doing is wrong, is like the wrong thing. Because when other people were like doing things like getting into relationships and experimenting with whatever controlled substances.
Yes.
That, like, I would be like, what is this? Like, they never did this on TGIF. Like, there was an episode of Home Improvement, but he got in a lot of trouble. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And they would be like, that's just Steve. He's like a little brother or whatever. And then, like, 5 years later, when I would, like, do that stuff for the first time, mm-hmm. people would be like, you're doing that now? Like, and it would still be weird because nobody else was doing it. So I'm used to, like, sitting in, like, a space of, like, now every decision I make, I'm like, is this what people do? Like, is this what people do now?
But people smoke pot.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's not the whole time.
I actually haven't. But they,
what?
But I don't care about it. Every roommate I've ever had is like constantly high. Like I've breathed a shit ton of it in, but I've never like I just don't.
You have no desire.
I don't trust myself. I get very anxious and
paranoid.
Yeah, and I don't need like a heightener.
Yes, yeah, you don't need to.
I don't chill you out.
That's true.
It's a 50-50 chance.
I'm 95% sure it would be, it would help more than it would hurt.
Yes.
I also, never had money to spend on it.
Yeah.
And
you're being frugal.
And I had, you could say I was being responsible.
Yes.
But all my roommates in college would always be like, dude, like if you, because I had like I went to film school at an art school that was broken up in like conservatories. There was a film conservatory, art and design, dance, acting. So just the whole school was like existed in like a cloud of pot.
Yes, yeah.
Pot. is there like a way to say it where somebody listening isn't like ugh?
Yeah, ugh, like, pot.
It's weed. Yeah, it's weed. Pot. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But they.
I always do that.
So I like I sure I love it. It's great. I don't really care. But they. But my friends would be like, people just knew that I wasn't involved in that. So people would say, like, if you decided to start smoking now, you'd never have to. People would just want to smoke with you because you haven't before.
Oh, so now it's like, I want to smoke with, that's
right.
What I want to do.
So part of me was like, I could probably get away with that. I also, would stretch myself thin in college. Like, I would work on a lot of different things, and I thought that if I did that, I wouldn't get anything done.
Oh, pot.
Yeah, I just didn't. Yes. I didn't need like another reason to not do anything.
Yeah, you're like giving us all your reasons. We're like,
yeah, but
it's so you the don't reason have to smoke.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, and it's not like it's not like if I were to start doing that, people would be like, "You're doing that now. We're all done with it. Yeah, no. Nobody's done with it.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
But yeah, I think people just mistook my uninvolvement with it, with like avoidance of it, and I wasn't avoiding it. I just wasn't involved.
Just like
in
Janet thought with the drinking.
Yeah. It all comes back. I did see Janet last year at our 10-year high school reunion.
Oh, you went to that?
Yeah, I shouldn't have.
Oh, wait, what happened?
It was kind of depressing.
Oh.
Just because like not a lot of people wanted to go or went.
Oh. So you were like, I'm someone who went?
Yeah, and I was like, because I thought I'd go, and it did make me realize, not that. I think when a lot of people think about high school, they think that it was really cliquey and there were like jocks and nerds and whatever, and they all hated each other. But I never really, there were like groups in my school, but nobody was like by their nature like mean. Nobody had like you didn't avoid any group because like you don't go in there, that's their bathroom. Like nobody would like hunt you down or whatever. Like, but going to the reunion made me realize that like everybody was nice. And just probably in the same mental space as I was at that point.
Right, yeah, of course.
Yeah, like they were all, it was just like a bunch of people. Like it didn't seem like anything weird. But there was like a person there that's like an actor. And I remember her kind of like, because Median and Mike have all like popped up in like little things.
Yes.
And she like would sit next to us and be like, acting, am I right? Auditions.
And you're like, oh,
gosh. And we were like, we don't know what we're doing. everything that good for us that happened was an accident.
Yeah.
But everybody was very nice. But Janet, who lives in California now, was there. And she was very nice. She has a dog. She works in a hospital. She told us some like quick horror hospital stories.
Oh, my gosh.
Real quick about things getting stuck in people's buttholes.
Oh, wow.
Which I guess is like
a thing.
Yeah, just an emergency room like that. You could have like a wing of just like
butthole stuff.
Butthole stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Oh man. See, I like to know where Janet ended up.
Yeah. Everybody's good.
Everybody's good.
My parents bumped into Chris at a supermarket, I think, a couple of days ago. He's fine.
Still, you know, he stopped driving on lawns, but he's good.
Oh no, he was in the supermarket in his car.
In his car the whole time. He's going up.
He elevated. He just drives straight up into buildings now.
Yeah. Supermarketing. That's great.
Yeah, but yeah, most of my regrets are just like me not taking advantage of things, me not having fun when I could have had fun. Like,
gotcha.
Things.
Mm. Was it just something where you were like, I know? Did you know you weren't? You said that people thought you were uninvolved, or you were uninvolved, so you weren't getting invited. Let's say, was it something that like you saw and could have sort of placed yourself in, or you were just like,
I don't think it was an active thing. I think my disposition kind of leads people to believe that I wouldn't want to have fun.
You're not a fun guy.
I think I am.
Yeah,
I
know, no. So
and
I was like, they think you're not a fun guy.
Yeah, maybe. But I had like a lot of really close friends in college that I still see all the time now. And it was I had a lot of fun. It was a great time, even though we were all miserable when we were there. But because it's just how you are in college, I guess. Yeah. But everybody kind of paired off really quickly into college. Relationship wise, a lot of friends moved off campus, like, and I stayed. So it just kind of became like I had to get in a car to like hang out. And when we would hang out, it would usually break down into like, well, this couple's fighting, so they're off doing that thing. And this couple has couple business to do, so they're over there. And I would just like be on their couch, like watching a movie or something like that. I also didn't sleep, I had like real sleeping problems. So I would like, if we were hanging out late, I would stay on their couches and like they would go to the bathroom and I would just be like sitting on their couch. And they'd be like,
face. Like, you're doing this face. Yeah. Oh man.
I was a real zombie that whole experience. And like would just be like, when are you interested in anybody? Yeah, I like somebody, but she doesn't like it. It's not gonna happen. And then I'd be like, all right, moving on.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
But time makes fools of us all. Now I'm happy all the time.
Yes.
Wow.
So most of my regrets are just, and even now I feel it when I make decisions where like I could have taken far more advantage of where I was and what I was doing. than I did because I thought I had like a weird blanket of like responsibility that didn't exist.
Gotcha.
Or, yeah, I don't know. Like I don't know why I couldn't do the things that
other people were doing.
Yeah, or even I wanted to. Like there were things that I was like, I probably shouldn't, but it didn't matter. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think it sounds like it comes from like an anxiety place, obviously. Yeah.
Here's what I think it came from, which makes me kind of mad because it's the thing that I love the most in the world. Mm-hmm. I think it's television's fault. Because wow. When I was a kid, I would watch a lot of sitcoms, family sitcoms, and it was always like every episode was moral based and it was always like right and wrong. And it always ended with like your parents are your best friends. And
Yes, that's true.
And then when like I was in like middle school or high school and people were like sneaking away to like fuck.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I didn't see that on TV. I probably shouldn't be doing it. Like I just didn't. I hadn't seen any of that.
Yeah. No, of course.
Yeah. So I think that's partially to blame.
But they also were you're the product they were going for.
And middle school, that's they true. Shouldn't be fucking. I just.
Probably
I don't
not
think
middle
so.
School.
Yes. High school.
Middle school.
Maybe.
Yeah. Was like, we're going to sneak under the bleachers and download music illegal.
Yeah.
But. And I also, I have a twin. I didn't have like an older sibling.
Right.
How was that? How are you guys different? Or how was it like? Having.
We would always argue that like we're two separate people.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
But we were not. Like, we're virtually the same. We have the same interests. We like did the same things and it was hard to we didn't want to go to the same college. It just sort of happened.
Yeah.
Once we were there, I was glad that he was around. We didn't see each other that much, but it was nice that he was like
yes.
around. Different conservatories, but he in high school it was rough. To kind of have like a duplicate experience to kind of like
right
make your experience less meaningful or like if he was upset I couldn't be upset because I felt like it would be too much or I think we always had to kind of curb our experience to kind of give the other person room to have their experience and
wow
yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be different if you were still a twin but not like an identical twin?
Maybe there were I think Our year, there was like a record. There were like 10 pairs of twins. Oh, this is a stupid fucking story. They one year in middle school, like the assistant principal like knocked on like a classroom door. Was like, can we borrow Steven for a second? And I left, and she was like, we had like 10 sets of twins, so we're taking the twin photo. And I was like, So she led me out into the field where like all the twin like the gaggle of twins were.
My God.
And like all of them were so pissed.
Yes.
And like I was like, hey Dan, and he was like, hey Steve. And half of them weren't identical, so it just looked like a group of people with some people that looked alike and some people that didn't. They mailed us the photo and everyone in the photo's like yeah.
Like, I understand in like elementary school maybe.
They're
but
so
middle
cute
school,
in elementary school.
Yeah.
Middle school people were like, I want to be my own person.
Yeah,
like
no,
yeah.
None of us were like dressed the same.
Yeah.
But it was just, my parents never did that to us, thank God. They
oh, that's good.
But it was pretty much just like, hi, is Stephen here? We're rounding up the freaks. Like, yeah. We want to take a picture of the monsters. Yeah.
A picture of the freaks. It's so funny. And I always wanted a twin. That's all I wanted.
It's cool in some ways.
But I'm sure it's also,
I'm sure, I don't know, you guys have siblings?
We have siblings,
yeah. I'm sure that has its whole other set of.
But I think what you're saying about, like, you had somebody who was literally born at the same time as you.
Yeah, Dan's 10 minutes older.
Yes. Yeah. So, your mom had to wait 10 minutes, damn.
Yeah. She always says the longest 10 minutes of her life. How far apart are they? 10 minutes. Longest 10 minutes.
That means that she just couldn't wait for
She
you.
Also has the habit of whenever when we were kids and we were like in a parking lot and there would be like a mother with like baby twins and like a stroller, she would always go like, this is what they look like when they get older. And I'd be like, Mom, they're girls. All twins don't look like us when they get but she was just making friends.
Oh, that's so nice.
And also apparently after Dan was born, I like spread out.
Oh.
So I guess like I took some like coaxing to like.
You were like, what is this?
Yeah.
You were like,
oh, what's this now?
I love that. But like, so you didn't have an older sibling or even to like be like, oh, he's or she's doing that type of thing. Yeah.
No older sibling, no like relatives in the neighborhood or anything.
And no younger sibling.
No, nothing. So no one even to Yeah, so it's like everything is the
no
same.
No one to take my aggression out.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
That might, yeah, I could see how that could be like sort of difficult because.
It was kind of like a tear through. You just sort of like, we're going to get everything done at once. Or like, yes. There was no like residual lessons or like you couldn't, right. There was nothing like, remember this to help this person. Or,
yeah.
It was always like, just like, well, we did that and that's gone forever. And, like, yeah.
Wow.
It's very interesting.
But it was kind of nice to be like writing essays for college to be like, how's yours going? And
oh yeah,
do you have problems? Do I have problems? How come you're done and I'm not? Was always
yeah.
Like, did you guys like switch stuff or help each other?
That's another people asked, like, do you, yeah. Did he ever like have a test that like you didn't want to take? Yeah. So you took, and I was like, I didn't want to take the test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why would I want to take a test in a class that I'm not in? And, like, and it, also, that's I think insinuating that like one of us is smart and one of us isn't.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, we both sucked at tests. Or, yeah. Do you want to fail this test? I don't want to fail.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
but no, there were no switch. I think unless you were young or an idiot, I think if you looked at us for like more than 5 seconds, you'd be able to, okay, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
But I think people that are just like twins, you guys are exactly the same. Like,
yeah.
I think it's more of like a quick, you know what I mean? Like
right.
You're walking and then you walked first and then then he walked
right.
Behind you. Someone'd be like, wait, what? Like
right.
That type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And that, which is totally reasonable. And I think there was like this weird valley of, we looked a lot of like when we were really little and young, and then we started just sort of looking like brothers, but not twins in our 20s. And now I think we're like meeting again somewhere. We're like, I'll like look in the mirror and I'll be like, oh, that's Dan. Or like I'll see you, like a recording of myself and I'll move a certain way and I'll be like, that's Dan's move. And it's really unsettling.
It's your own little nightmare.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like.
And I'm also at the age where I start like saying things like my parents and that's a whole other separate thing.
Oh yeah. No, I love that.
Hmm.
We're all just becoming our.
It's true.
Parents.
Our parents. In front of us.
But, I love my parents, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
I mean, your mom literally sat through the 10 longest minutes
of
her
life.
Yeah,
so I still continue to owe her for that.
Yeah, while you stretched and sprawled and bawled.
For sacrificing her body for me. But
yes. As you should.
Yeah, and all of their time and money and emotional energy.
Yeah. Was that so? That was the craziest thing you did, essentially, ever?
The being born?
No, the car.
Craziest. I guess so.
okay.
Tell him to shut up.
No.
I would say so. The craziest thing that I'd talk about, yeah.
Yeah. That we talk about openly on a
sure.
public podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But yeah, no federal crimes or anything like that.
No.
Mail fraud.
Yeah, no mail fraud. Yeah.
Wow. I'm very fascinated by just the whole thing.
I like the whole suburbia thing. It wasn't, and also just being able to go into a car and drive on, have lawns.
Yeah.
I grew up where you didn't have a lawn.
It's weird how you want to get out of that landscape quickly. And the older I get, the more I'm like, it was kind of a peaceful
situation.
It's nice to have a lawn and a backyard. And
yeah. I also think like the way you were talking about being an introvert and like, do you still consider yourself like introverted?
I think so. I usually say like I'm down for whatever. Like I'm not, I made it a point to not hold myself back from things, but I tend to be quiet up to like a certain barrier.
Yeah.
One, because the more I talk, the dumber things will come out of my mouth.
No, I love it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And two, the less you talk, the smarter people think you are. That's not probably not true, but
no.
And I don't think about that, but I usually like to like. I know this is super cliche and probably bullshit, but like as performers or whatever, people say like you're an observer.
Yeah.
I like to like gauge other people's deals before I introduce mine. So I usually like let the room sit before I like enter into the
space
thing. But when I do,
everybody looks.
Yeah. I'm the key player. No, yeah. That's not true. But,
or you're just sitting on their couch watching a movie.
Just staring at a static screen.
Well, what were your first impressions of us?
Oh, my God. What? Why are you asking that?
I want to know. He's an
observer.
Turn
this mic away here.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I mean, I don't, like, diagnose. Like, I'm not, like,
a therapist?
True. I can write prescriptions, though. No, I can't. But they, that was my favorite thing to say in drive-thrus for a while. So when they say, like, can I help you? I would always say, can you write prescriptions? And they would go, what? They,
do you want a flurry?
A double Mac?
Yeah, she's, no, that's fine. I don't want to go back. But they, we can never come here again. I don't know. I mean, I my main thing is, like, are they nice or are they, like, dangerous? And you guys seem very nice.
Oh, okay.
Dangerous.
Yeah, we're not dangerous.
That's
but
just,
like,
that just sounds survival, like a survival mode. Are they nice or are they dangerous?
Did you guys watch Mindhunter?
I'm up to episode 8.
Oh,
I think I'm not as far along as you.
Yes.
But there's, like...
I haven't started.
It's a cool show.
Great.
It's just, like, about, like, the development of the methodology of, like, talking to serial killers to learn how, like, they think or whatever. Mm. But, like, I don't do that.
No.
Because I don't talk to serial killers. But there was, like, one part where, like, somebody's crying and they're trying to gauge if it was, like, sincere or not.
Yes.
And they're like, it sounds, he's doing it, like, correctly, but, like, it seemed like, violent, like, when he did it. Or, like, it seemed dangerous. And that's, like, super interesting to me of, like, weird, like, approximations of, like, emotions.
Yeah.
Or, like, that's not the incorrect thing to do, but it just seems weird when you do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing what they say about, and I've been watching Mindhunter, but which is, honestly, I usually don't need to take breaks from shows. Mindhunter's one where I'm like, okay, I need
it
a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Like, I need a minute.
Breaking Bad did that to me,
yes,
too.
Yeah. Oh,
or
God.
I would watch, like, an episode and be like, I have to rest.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's always interesting because you should watch it. I think you'd really like it. But how they figured out this methodology or whatever, because it's like loosely based on the real people, right?
Yeah.
And the serial killers they're interviewing are real serial killers.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're actors playing the real serial killers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. But their stories are real. The serial killers are real.
They're cuffed.
Yeah, they're cuffed. But, it is very interesting because it's like, especially there's a character that comes more from academia. Talks about, like, this sociopaths and all of how they know what cards to play. Do you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, sure.
And so, like, watch it. That's what it makes me think of watching that. But where you, like, maybe you've met somebody like that where you're like, he seems genuine, but he's not. It's like something feels
but
like
I
he's
not.
But
I feel like he could be trouble. Or,
like something feels like he's not or something. That's sort
right.
of the whole thing. Anyway, this podcast is sponsored by Mindhunter.
What were we talking about?
I think we covered most of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Steven, really, you
Steven
stole the
said
show.
We're not dangerous, and that's all that matters.
I unleash. Yeah. No, you guys are great. I love you guys.
Yeah, I mean, oh.
Stop it,
Steven.
It's nice to, I'm for those who don't know, I'm editing a series that you guys wrote and star in, and it's nice to laugh at things while I'm working on them.
Oh, that's, oh, God bless.
Which doesn't always happen, so thank you for
God
that.
God bless. Steven did a great job.
I was also super high when I was.
No. Yeah, I was super high. He lied. He did do pot. Yeah. He did pot.
He did the pot.
You drove me to it.
You did. That's it. That's it. It was us. It was us. Thank you. So thank you, Steven, for joining us on Regretsville.
Thank you so much
really,
for asking me.
You really lounged up in Regretsville.
Oh, my God. So funny. Don't forget to get his album.
Check out Captain Hippo. They literally were, I'm not even lying, when I started doing sketch, I would watch her sketches, and I was obsessed with them in a creepy way. But now, Francis Steven.
I'll take
fine.
That.
They're just very talented, so check them out. And, you know, please, if you want, rate us, like us, subscribe.
If
you want
to subscribe or, like, I don't know. I don't do these things.
The Mindhunter taught us to just go for it. You know?
Yes,
and,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if I could take away one thing from the people who hunt mines.
Yep.
It's to like and subscribe things while you're still able to.
Yes, that's exactly right. So thank you so much, everyone.
Go out there and live your life with regrets.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.